This is the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Welcome back to the Truth Hurts program with Steve Z. Monday, the 13th day of May, 2024, the second edition for today. We're going to take a look at some more of the Joe Biden disastrous interview with Aaron Burnett on CNN. I'm going to continue listening to Joe Biden lie to you, and I want you to listen along. I'll have some commentary, as usual, to go along with the lies. This was a sit-down exclusive interview with CNN this past weekend.
The community colleges are going to, the one we're at, we're going to provide for 2,000 folks and to be able to be trained, 200 a year. And it's going to go, the whole pipeline goes all the way through out to high schools and training facilities. You know, it used to be that when I was in high school, and even at the tail end, very tail end before you went to high school, most public high schools had shop and home, you know, learn to work with your hands. It doesn't exist anymore.
Shop and work with your hands, you know. So we're going to put some kids in a vocational training pipeline.
I'm surprised he used the word pipeline after having shut down the Keystone XL pipeline on the first day in office. But let's continue. This is Joe Biden speaking with CNN's Aaron Burnett, talking about creating jobs in AI.
And so it allows people who have skills and be able to train to technical skills to be able to make a decent living without a college degree. And it's what we need.
Yeah, even though I'm forgiving student loans for a whole bunch of college kids to protest against my stance on Israel, to protest against my support of Israel, and that I won't, the thing.
So when we talk about the bet on AI and sort of what it means, I don't know if you saw this weekend, Warren Buffett had his annual meeting and he talked about AI. So the first thing he said was, okay, it's got enormous potential for good. But then he likened it to the development of nuclear weapons in the U.S. And he said it scares the hell out of him. You know, he always says it like he sees it. And then he says, quote, he doesn't understand a damn thing about it. And that may capture how many Americans feel. Does AI scare you?
AI has enormous potential, enormous downside potential. That's why 3 years ago I got together the major architects of AI from the different operations around the world. I met with them in Europe and here in the United States. And it ranges all the way from one of the leaders saying it's going to take over human thinking, all the way to folks who say, no, it's not a problem. And so that's why I set out certain standards that it can't do no harm. And we have to make sure we know how to do that.
He can't formulate a sentence without that's not stuttering, my friends. And for those of you out there saying, well, you have to understand that Mr. Biden has had a lifelong struggle with a speech impediment and with stuttering. This isn't stuttering. This is a guy who doesn't have the mental faculties to formulate sentences without tripping over himself, tripping over his words as he formulates lie after lie after lie.
We have to make sure it's controlled. And that's all, it's the most significant, I think, technological development in human history.
The most significant in human history.
Yeah, and not in terms of war and peace, but in terms of being able to, one leader in the AI community said to me, it's going to overtake human thinking, and which is frightening.
It's terrifying.
But the other most think it can be used for everything from find cures for cancer to significantly increase productivity.
You hear his nose, you hear him breathing and clicking the words like a cannibal. Oh, sorry, shouldn't use the word cannibal. Poor Uncle Bozy.
So when you talk about the economy, of course, it is by far the most important issue for voters. It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by a wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. They say that in polls. And part of the reason for that may be the numbers. And you're aware of many of these, of course. The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic. Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office.
Whoa, wait a minute. I can't believe someone on CNN is pointing out statistical facts that the cost to buy a home is more than double what it was just before the pandemic. You know, when Donald Trump was the president. Sure, people selling homes have made nice profits. I know I made a good profit selling one. But see, Biden wants to put in tax programs to take those capital gains, you know, the amount of money you made profit from selling your home or your boat or your car or your motorhome. He wants to tax the living crap out of those things. I can't believe Erin Burnett actually had the cojones, well, she's a woman, maybe, to say the facts that it is more than double. I want to hear that part again. That just made me tingle.
It's also true right now, Mr. President, that voters by a wide margin trust Trump more on the economy. They say that in polls. And part of the reason for that may be the numbers. And you're aware of many of these, of course.
You know, Mr. President, the numbers, the facts, the data, those statistical figures, the digits, things that always escape you, Mr. President. Go ahead and finish.
The cost of buying a home in the United States is double what it was when you look at your monthly costs from before the pandemic.
Ooh, double what it was when Donald Trump was the president, you know, just before the Fauci flu hit America.
Real income, when you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office.
Oh, really quickly. The look on Biden's face while she is pointing out these facts, he's like, how dare you? Oh, wait a minute, you're saying the quiet part out loud.
When you account for inflation, is actually down since you took office. Economic growth last week, far short of expectations. Consumer confidence, maybe no surprise, is near a two-year low.
Oops! Consumer confidence in Joe Biden's Bidenomics economy as a two-year low. Go ahead and finish, Erin.
With less than 6 months to go to Election Day, are you worried that you're running out of time to turn that around?
Well, shit, I can't believe you asked me that question, Erin.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to come up with something quick. Let me start mumbling and fumbling and making up new sounds like... And... Listen to my answer.
We've already turned around. Look at the Michigan survey.
We already turned around. Look at the Michigan survey. We've already turned around.
No, you have not turned it around. Michigan, before you get into that survey, Mr. President, people in Michigan are scared shitless that you and your new Green Deal economy, under whatever disguise and name you want to call it, Inflation Reduction Act, which didn't reduce inflation, Build Back Broker, Better, any of these lies, Mr. Biden, people aren't buying your bullshit anymore.
For 65% of American people think they're in good shape economically. They think that
65% of the American people think they're in good shape on the economy? That's a lie. It was 65% who don't trust you on the economy.
The nation's not in good shape, but they're personally in good shape. The polling data has been...
Wait. The nation may not be in good shape, Joe Biden just said, but their personal is in good shape? That's a real confidence booster, Mr. President.
All along. You know, how many of you guys do a poll at CNN? How many folks you have to call to get one response? The idea that we're in a situation where things are so bad, we've created more jobs. We're in a situation where people have access to good paying jobs. And the last I saw, the combination of the inflation, the cost of inflation, all those things, that's really worrisome to people with good reason. That's why I'm working very hard to bring the cost of rentals down, to increase the number of homes that are available. Let me just
come up with another lie, Joe Biden. You as the president cannot bring the cost of rentals down. You, Mr. President, have no authority, no power, no way to provide more housing unless you start building government housing like they do in communist countries. You know, those high-rise 60 and 70-story housing projects that the Blaffrican Americans have worked so hard to destroy, to tear down, to eliminate? Come on, man. Do you really think the American people are buying your bullshit? By the way, the CNN interview had very, very low viewership because Normal people don't want to hear Joe Biden fumbling, mumbling, bumbling, stuttering, stammering, lying, making up stuff. They just don't want to hear it anymore.
When I started this administration, people were saying there's going to be a collapse of the economy. We had the strongest economy in the world.
Wait, you want to repeat that?
Say it again, in the world.
We didn't have the strongest economy in the world. Joe Biden, you're sitting there lying. Oh, I want to hear this part once again.
Collapse of the economy. We have the strongest economy in the world. Let me say it again, in the world.
Although GDP last week was far short of expectations.
Oh, was it? Look, GDP is still growing. Look at the response of the markets. Overwhelmingly positive.
He started to lie. He started to lie there and say, look, GDP is... Oh, wait, I can't lie about that. Look at the markets. Yeah, look at the markets. The markets are only hoping that the Fed will finally start lowering interest rates. Your high interest rates, Mr. Biden, because of your inflation, Mr. Biden, because of Bidenomics, Mr. Biden.
Only positive. And one of the reasons why people feel good about it not being as strong as it was before is they believe that the Fed's going to respond.
They hope they're going to...
Wait. The only reason that people feel good that things aren't as good as they were before is because they're hoping the Federal Reserve is going to respond and lower interest rate. Is that what you really just said?
Being as strong as it was before is they believe that the Fed's going to respond.
GDP last week was far short of expectations.
Oh, was it? Look, GDP is still growing. Look at the response of the markets.
Wait a minute, Mr. Biden. She just pointed out a fact to you that the GDP was not as strong, and you said, no, it wasn't. And then you moved on to start talking about the markets, you lying sack of syphilitic sheep shit.
Overwhelmingly positive.
No!
Overwhelmingly positive.
No!
And one of the reasons why people feel good about it not being as strong as it was before.
You heard it. The only reason that people feel good about it not being as strong as it was before
is they believe that the Fed's going to respond.
They hope they're going to get a rate cut.
Yeah. Well, so, but I mean...
She had to try and help him along because they hope they're going to get a rate cut. They hope? They hope? Your inflation, your Bidenomics have caused the interest rates to go this high, Joe Biden.
No president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office.
It was not 9% when you came to office, Mr. President. It was 1.2% when you came to office, you liar. You and your economic policies made it go as high as 9.1%. Do you really think the American people are going to believe that lie? Holy shit. I can't believe he just said that.
And one of the reasons why people feel good about it not being as strong as it was before is they believe that the Fed's going to respond.
They hope they're going to get a rate cut.
Yeah.
They hope they're going to get a rate cut.
But I mean, no president's had the run we've had in terms of...
No president's had the run we've had.
Bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. It was 9% when I came to office. It was 9% when I came to office.
It was 9% when I came to office.
Once again, Joe Biden lies, people believe it, and this woman did not correct him because, you know, they're so favorable to Joe Biden and his lies.
9%. But look, people have a right to be concerned. Ordinary people, the idea that you bounce a check and you get a $30 fee for bouncing the check might change that. You can't charge more than $8.
I played this part of the Biden lie during the last episode of the Truth Hurts program. He is actually... praising himself for allowing people to bounce checks, to write bad checks, which is basically theft. And there's no penalty. I've reduced the penalty. I've reduced the consequences. I've changed it so that people can just go out there and write bad checks. And the reason people are writing bad checks, Mr. Biden, it's not just because there are criminals out there. The people cannot afford to write the checks because they don't have the income in their bank accounts to write a good check.
Or your credit card, you know, your late payment, $35. I mean, there's corporate greed going on out there.
Oh yeah, let's blame the corporations for people failing to maintain their bank accounts. Let's blame corporate greed for your inflation, Mr. Biden. Let's blame corporate greed for people running up massive credit card debts because they don't have the money in their bank accounts to pay their most basic necessities, Mr. Biden. Yeah, let's blame it on corporate greed.
And it's got to be dealt with.
What about, I mean, but there's real pain. I mean, grocery prices are up 30%, more than 30%. since the beginning of the pandemic, and people are spending more on food and groceries than they have at any time, really, in the past 30 years. I mean, that's a real day-to-day pain that people
feel. It really is, and it's real. But the fact is that if you take a look at what the people have, they have the money to spend.
They don't have the money to spend. Where are you coming up with this bullshit? Are you serious, Joe Biden? People have the money to spend, so it's okay for your inflation to have risen over 9% in 1 month and over 20% since you took office? Your lie is that people have the money to spend?
Angers them and angers me that you have to spend more. For example, the whole idea of this notion that, Senator Casey talked about, shrinkflation. I think it's on your
program. Same price for a smaller bottle of
She had to bail him out again. Smaller bottle for the same price. She is sitting there coaching him along.
Well, for example, Snickers bar, they did a thing. And it's like 20% less for the same price. That's corporate greed.
No, it's not.
Greed.
That's Bidenflation. That is your inflation, Joe Biden. That's not corporate greed. Quit lying to yourself and the American people, Joe Biden. We are sick of it, and that is why you should lose the next election.
Snickers bar, they did a thing, and it's like 20% less for the same price. That's corporate greed. It's corporate greed, and we've got to deal with it, and that's what I'm working on.
I want to ask you about something happening as we sit here and speak, and that, of course, is Israel is striking Rafah. I know that you have paused, Mr. President, shipments of 2,000-pound U.S. bombs to Israel due to concern that they could be used in any offensive on Rafah. Have those bombs, those powerful 2,000-pound bombs, been used to kill civilians in Gaza?
Civilians have been killed in Gaza as a consequence of those bombs and other ways in which they go after population centers. And I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone in Rafah yet. If they go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah.
Fuck, I'm not for complying weapons. I'm not for complying weapons. This guy can't speak, my friends. And then he told her, oh, Israel hasn't gone into Rafah yet. But I thought she just said Israel has gone into Rafah. Does he not know what's going on? And she does?
To deal with the cities, to deal with that problem. We're going to continue to make sure Israel is secure in terms of Iron Dome and their ability to respond to attacks like came out of the Middle East recently.
The Middle East lately.
But it's just wrong. We're not going to supply the weapons and the artillery shells used that have been used.
Artillery shells as well.
Yeah, artillery shells.
Artillery shells as well. The artillery shells. In other words, we're going to say we're backing Israel, but we're not going to give them what they need to stop Hamas from constantly bombarding Israel, trying to eliminate the Israeli people from the planet. You know, Hamas, Hezbollah, the people of Palestine out in the streets, not only over there, but over here, shouting death to Israel, death to America, calling openly for genocide, calling openly for the destruction of both Israel and the United States of America.
So just to understand what they're doing right now in Rafah, is that not going into Rafah as you define
it? No, they haven't gone into the population centers. What they did is right on the border, and it's causing problems with right now in terms of with Egypt, which I've worked very hard to make sure we have a relationship and help. But I've made it clear to Bibi in the War Cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers. We're not walking away from Israel's security. We're walking away from Israel's ability to wage war in those areas.
So it's not over your red line yet?
Not yet.
Ooh, I drew a red line on a map, and if they go over that red line, I'm going to just tell them you can't have no more bullets. This guy is out of control.
But it's we've held up the weapons. We've held up the one shipment as an old shipment designed. We held that up.
We've held that up.
And I want to ask you one more thing, if I may. The images that people see out of Gaza are horrific.
That's because you mainstream leftist, progressive, liberal, woke, anti-Israel media members. Remember, it used to be the Jewish people owned all the media and you hated it then. And now that the media is
going towards this anti-Israel posture, you choose at CNN. You choose at NBC, MSNBC, CNBC, ABC, all of those big leftist networks. You choose what images we see. What about showing the Israeli people who were attacked savagely, brutally on October 7th and every day since then by the Palestinians, by Hezbollah, by Hamas? Why don't you show that? Why aren't you a fair network? But she won't go into that. She's like, you see the horrific images every day.
The UN's talking about, you know, some of these mass graves and the summary executions that there's been evidence of, torture, the images of children. It breaks anyone's heart to look at it. And obviously we've seen that frustration here in the U.S. on college campuses. And Mr. President, you know, I have signs at college campuses. Some say Genocide Joe. Any of us that have gone to those campuses, sometimes we hear that chant.
You must have gone to some of those campuses. No, he's been hiding in his basement and vacationing on the beach. Where has he gone to any college campuses? He has not, because he does not care.
Do you hear the message of those young Americans?
Absolutely, I hear the message. Look.
I hear the message, absolutely. I'm not going to do much about it because I have to support Israel. I'm already losing votes like crazy. Half of the young people in America now, at least half of them, are saying, God, it's Genocide Joe. He's killing innocent kids in Palestine.
Two things. First of all, there's a legitimate right to free speech and protest.
But there's not a legitimate right to burning, looting, destruction of property, things far worse than the supposed January 6th rioters, Mr. Biden. But you're allowing and you're not prosecuting those creating havoc, causing actual riots and destruction. Let's hear the second thing.
There's a legitimate right to do that. They have a right to do that. There's not a legitimate right to use hate speech. There's not a legitimate right to threaten Jewish students. There's not a legitimate right to block people access to class. That's against the law. That's against the law. And if you look at the data, these demonstrations are real, but they're not nearly. I mean, look, and everybody's. I made a speech on the Holocaust the other day, and I pointed out that, you know, it took 7 decades to get to the place where after the Holocaust occurred, and there's still anti-Semitism. Look what's happened in 7 weeks. What's happening? Everybody.
I'm sorry, guys. It's so funny, it's sad, and it's so sad, it's funny. Listen to him as he's trying to formulate the next lie.
Sort of forgotten about what happened in Israel. Those 1,200 young kids murdered. I saw pictures. Oh, I went over there shortly after. A mother and a daughter being roped together and then kerosene poured and burned to death. Nothing's like that to happen in the Jewish community since the Holocaust. So when I went over immediately after that happened.
And that's a lie. You did not go over immediately after that happened. Don't lie. Quit trying to lie to make people like you.
I said to Bibi, don't make the same mistake we made in America. We want to get bin Laden and we'll help you get Sinwar.
Bin Laden? Osama bin Laden? What the hell is this guy talking about?
But we went into Afghanistan to... It made sense to go get bin Laden. Made no sense to try to unify Afghanistan.
He's living in multiple fantasy worlds, my Truth Hurts program listeners. Do you hear what this guy's trying to say? It made sense to go and get bin Laden, but it didn't make sense to try and unify Afghanistan? How many soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines were killed in Afghanistan as we successfully transitioned them to a Democrat society? A free republic. And then Joe Biden waved the white flag of cowardice and surrender and turned over trillions of dollars in assets and intelligence and betrayed the people of Afghanistan and all of those U.S. Armed Service members who died and were disfigured trying to help the people of Afghanistan. You are such a lying coward, Joe Biden.
Made no sense in my view to engage in thinking that in Iraq they had a nuclear weapon. Don't make the same mistake. Focus on, and we'll help you focus on getting the bad guys.
So you still don't think that Iran has or is very close to nuclear weapons.
How delusional can you be?
But and we got to think through what is happening after Gaza, after this is over. Who's going to occupy Gaza? I've been working with the Arab states. I won't mention them because I don't want to get them in trouble. But five leaders in the Arab community who are prepared to help rebuild Gaza, prepared to help transition to a two-state solution.
To govern it?
Well, to maintain the security and peace while they're working out a Palestinian authority that's real and not corrupt.
Right, well, Mr. President, thank you very much. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
So obviously we're here in Wisconsin. It was a crucial state for you, one of the ones that put you over the top. It was the same for Trump when he won in 2016. And he was actually here last week on his day off from the Stormy Daniels trial. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Mr. President, quote, if everything's honest, I gladly accept the results of the election. And then he continued, though, with this. If it's not, you have to fight for the right of the country.
And that is fact. That is reality. We don't need another cheating, lying, false election in this country. So let's hear how Joe Biden responds to that question after the interview in the hallway.
How seriously do you take that threat?
Seriously, just like I did in January 6th. The guy is not a Democrat with a small D. I mean,
He's not a Democrat with a small D? Are you talking about Trump's penis? Are you? You're talking and saying that Trump has a small D? Come on, Joe. You're supposed to be above that.
The idea, look, you can't only love your country when you win, number one. How many court cases do they have? Supreme Court cases. They all said this is totally legitimate election. This is Trump. I mean, it's saying whether he may not accept the outcome of the election.
Sort of like Hillary Clinton didn't want to accept the outcome of the election. Al Gore didn't want to accept the outcome of the election when George W. Bush was the president. Come on now. Let's be real. You can't have it both ways, Democrat double standard, Joe.
I promise you he won't.
Promise that he won't.
He won't.
So,
which is dangerous. Look, I travel around the world with other world leaders. You know what they all say? Not a joke. 80% of them, after we have a major meeting, they go, we've got to win. My democracy to stay. Their democracy to stay. Because when you think of the things he's saying.
If Joe Biden says, not a joke, you know it's a joke or a lie.
He's saying, if I'm reelected, if he's reelected the president, he's going to make sure his attorney general prosecutes those he tells him to prosecute. And if he does, he's going to fire
day.
On the first. Not just the
first.
No. He said this about prosecution across the board. He's going to be, I am your retribution. What president's ever said anything like this?
You did, Joe Biden. You weaponized the Department of Justice your first day in office, and you have made sure that Donald Trump has been tied up in sham trial, after false accusation, after phony allegation since the day you took office. You weaponized the DOJ. And now you're going to criticize Donald Trump for going after the people who persecuted and falsely prosecuted him?
But he means it. Going to wipe out the change we made in Medicare, change we made in terms of drug prices, change we made, wipe it all out.
He's going to wipe out your tax hikes. He's going to wipe out your Bidenflation. He's going to reverse all of the ill effects of Bidenomics, and hopefully interest rates will come down. You have managed in 3.25 years to destroy the American economy for most Americans. And yes, I have a few relatives, a few friends who have done quite well because they bet against this guy and they have profited from his disastrous economy. But for the vast majority of kitchen table Americans sitting there saying, honey, go ahead and write that bad check and I hope I'll make a little extra this week to cover it. Shame on you, Joe Biden.
And he's going to put in a 10% tax, which has been increased. Everybody's cost, the average American costs $1,500 a year. I mean,
what the hell are you talking about? A flat 10% tax would be the absolute best thing for our nation. Every single person, regardless of their income, simply has to pay 10%. That means even welfare Wanda will be paying 10% of her income, which might only be $1,500 or $150. But it also means that a billionaire will be paying 10% of his income under Donald Trump's plans. Come on, Joe. How can you not see this as a positive? Oh, that's right. Donald Trump has an R behind his name.
and you have a little D.
Listen to what he's saying.
So when you look at your campaign at this moment, you know, it's tight. It's tight. And Barack Obama, your predecessor, of course, he has said that this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. That's how he described it. So he believes your rematch with Trump is going to be incredibly close. It certainly looks like it will be. What's his advice to you when you talk to him?
Keep doing what I'm doing and to make sure that what his advice...
Keep doing what I'm doing, his advice was to Joe Biden. That's from Barack Hussein Barry Sotero Obama. He's concerned that it's going to be a close election, but if Biden just keeps doing what Biden's doing, don't worry. Behind the scenes, Barack and his buddies are going to make sure things happen, if you know what I'm saying. And we have run out of time for this extended edition of the Truth Hurts program. Go out there and make it a great day. We'll see you next time. Thank you for listening to the Truth Hurts program. Opinions expressed are protected free speech under the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We apologize if you are offended, but we retract nothing. Background music by Jason Shaw and Audionautix. Copyright 2024, the Truth Hurts Program Network, all rights reserved.